Well, there wasn't. He was not from Miami, Michigan. He was from Miami, Florida, as this one has popped up and drops backwards into the crowds, and it lands in between a couple of fans. One of them grabs it and says, hey, look at this. It's a souvenir. Still a 2-2 count to Nick Adrian. So Adrian had a fun story to tell, but did get fixed, so no more people saying he comes from Miami, Michigan, as a 2-2 count is swung on and missed for strike number three. So Adrian goes down for the first out here in the top of the third inning and says something to J.J. Garcia before he steps back and walks towards the Rafters dugout. And J.J. Garcia, he was a last-second addition to the lineup for the Rafters today. He steps into the batter's box, a righty-righty matchup, with a runner on second base and one out in the top of the third. Rafters still trying to take the lead, tied at zero. And Chris Diaz takes off. The throw on down to third. It was in time, but a swim move here. They got him. Diaz couldn't quite avoid the tag, and that gets rid of the only base runner of the game. And a caught stealing there. There's now two away with the bases empty and an 0-1 count for Garcia. So 0-1 with two away, and this pitch is sent high in the air towards right field. On the run out there is Sales, who will make the catch right at the line, and that's out number three. So the Rafters once again go three up, three down. They get no runs on the one hit, no errors, nobody left on base, and it remains tied at zero heading into the bottom of the third here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Make a splash this summer on your brand new jet ski. It's Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa's Ride the Wave giveaway. Earn entries now to have a chance to win not one, but two Kawasaki jet skis on June 28th. Also, multiple winners of cash prizes of up to $1,000. On weekends, it's Summer Knife Rewards. Receive $25 in free rewards play. And on Sundays, spin the Sunny Money Wheel to win up to $500 in cash. Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Must be 21. See Ho-Chunk Gaming representative for more details.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker. In a move for the ages, 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sport.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Noah Marschke has been cruising along for the Rafters as we hit the bottom of the third inning here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids. I'm Austin Thomas, welcoming you back into the broadcast as Marschke has gone through two shutout frames so far. Bottom of the third here, he'll face the 7-8-9 batters for the Lakeshore Chinooks. And Marschke, despite his strong start to the game, Rafters haven't been able to provide any offense as they've gone 9 up, 9 down against Jack Hagen. Marschke in a pitcher's duel with him and looking to be the better of the two. First pitch here is hit to the right side of the infield, picked up over at first base by Matt Pinal, and he'll step on the bag for out number one. One pitch, one out here in the third inning. Marschke has been a little bit more efficient than Jack Hagen when it comes to pitch count. He had just 19 pitches through two innings, where Hagen had 22. So not by much, but a little bit. And he's already got one down here on one pitch in the third inning. Nate Gray with the ground out victim. Jesse Aguirre steps into the batter's box as he sends a fly ball towards shallow right field. Kobayashi on the run, so is Pinal, but it just drops into foul territory, and neither of them could quite track down it. So it ends up simply as a foul ball. 0-1 on the count. Jesse Aguirre will be followed by Dylan Sales. Aguirre, the third baseman for the Chinooks. This is his first plate appearance of the game as he looks to represent the first base runner of the game for the Chinooks. He's got an 0-1 count with one away, and the pitch from Marschke is fouled back to bring it 0-2. And Marschke, a guy who joined the Rafters last season and a late season addition, he was here just a few weeks. Kind of joined it on a whim. He had a connection to the ball club and was talking to the coach as this one's grounded over to shortstop. Parker not able to pick it up cleanly, and an error by Eric Parker results in the first base runner of the game for the Chinooks as Jesse Aguirre over to first base. And oh man, that's the worst way to get the first base runner of the game when it comes down to an error. But the big thing is you got to have trust in your teammates. And Eric Parker still getting adjusted here as he came in on a flight yesterday that arrived at noon. Got off the plane, immediately tried to get over to the Rafters bus and made it and played in his first game for the Rafters last night. As this one is in there for strike number one, 0-1 count. And when I was talking with Parker earlier, he's like, man, finally getting some rest last night felt good. So he's hoping to continue to prove himself here as he gets a swing and a check swing that he went around on. Dylan Sales now down in the count 0-2. That was a pitch above the zone that Sales, the left-handed hitter, kind of tried to pull back on but couldn't quite do it. Sales from UW Parkside has a runner on first with one away. Marschke brings up the leg, sends it home, but this pitch misses high for ball number one. It's a 1-2 count. Sales, the right fielder for the Chinooks tonight, hoping to send that runner even further forward. Still tied at zero, and Marschke has been dealing. The 1-2 count is fouled back, so Sales stays alive. Marschke, a pair of strikeouts through 2 1/3 scoreless innings, and he had been through the minimum up until Jesse Aguirre reached base. It had been a perfect game. The runner taking off now, and it is called a strike. So Dylan Sales goes down on strikes, although Nick Adrian keeps the ball in his glove. So it's a stolen base for Jesse Aguirre.
Shortstop, back into Bore.
And that is the first runner in scoring position for the Chinooks. Aguirre on second base. It brings him back to the top of the order. Beckett Zavoric. Two away, runner on second base in the bottom of the third. Hoping to send home the first run as he gets a swing and a miss to bring it 0-1. Zavoric, 0-1 in the game so far. The shortstop for the Chinooks. He's got an 0-1 count with the two outs. Marschke, the ball in his glove. He looks back to second base. Noah Ruiz stepping over to the bag and keeping the runner on. This pitch misses low, and it's in the dirt. A wild pitch gets by Nick Adrian, and Jesse Aguirre advances over to third base. Not the pitch that Noah Marschke was looking for. Sends the runner just 90 feet from home. That's the first time for either team they've had a runner reach third base. And it's a 1-1 count to Zavoric. Noah Marschke, three strikeouts through 2 2/3 innings. Still looking good despite that wild pitch. Gets a strike called on the lower inside part of the zone to bring it 1-2. And the Rafters, they sit at 6-9 on the season, but that was 4-9 prior to this two-game win streak that they've got rolling along. So hoping to keep the momentum rolling as the 1-2 count misses away to bring it 2-2. And really, the improved pitching in these last two games for the Rafters, that has been the big difference. They've allowed 8 runs in the past 2 games, a far cry from what they had at the beginning of the season. 2-2 count with the runner on third, and this one is sent towards center field, and that gets down for a hit. An RBI single for Beckett Zvorek sends home the first run of the game as Jesse Aguirre comes home to score. It's 1-0 Chinooks in the bottom of the third. Noah Marshke just left that one a little bit too much over the plate. Results in the first run, and this has been what we've seen from the Rafters when they are allowing runs. It's been the pitches that are left over the plate when the only runner of the inning had somehow ended up at third base. And in this case, it was a stolen base and a wild pitch as this one misses high for ball number one. And so while the Rafters pitching has been great, when they have allowed runs, it's been because the few runners that they've allowed on the base paths have gotten far too many free passes on stolen bases, wild pitches, or errors of sorts as a pickoff attempt back to first base. No tag applied as Beckett Zvorek just steps back on first. It's a 1-0 count to Dominic Kibler. Kibler, a left-handed batter. It's a lefty-lefty matchup with the runner on first. He's taking off. The pitch outside for a ball. The throw down to second. Not in time, and it's a stolen base for Beckett Zvorek. Runner on second with two away, and it's a 2-0 count for Dominic Kibler. Chinooks up 1-0 in the bottom of the third inning as Noah Marshke is looking to improve upon what was already a great start, his first appearance of the season. He went 4 innings, allowing 2 runs, and so far he's allowed 1 run through 2 2/3, hoping to go the same distance, if not further. He looks home now on a pitch that misses away. It's a 3-0 count to Kibler. And one of the things that made him so good in his first appearance was really trying to limit those walks. And that's been a focus of all the Rafters pitchers, as I've mentioned. And even this game, it's been great for him. He has yet to walk a batter, and the 3-0 count is in there for a strike. 3-1. Kibler at the plate. He's 0-1 in the game. He struck out looking back in the first inning. He's got a runner on second with two away in the 3-1 count. Marshke brings the ball into his glove, looks back to second, and Zvorek showing like he's going to take off as this one is skied in the air down the right field line. Pinal trailing out to it. Now it's going to be the second baseman, Ruiz, in right field who makes the catch in time for out number 3. So the first run of the game comes across for the Chinooks. They score the 1 run on 1 hit. There was 1 error, and there was 1 runner left on base. It's 1-0 Chinooks as we hit the 4th inning here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, backed by Donald Trump, that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uihlein. In 2018 alone, the Uihleins received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
One run was all that it took for the Chinooks to take the lead in the bottom of the third inning. They scored the one run thanks to the RBI single from Beckett Zavoric, although that's going to go down as an unearned run in the books of Noah Marshke. He's still not going to be happy that he allowed it through, as he was hoping to go even further with his perfect game, although that was ended by the error from Rafters shortstop Eric Parker, who will have to make it up as he is the fourth batter and hopes to see a plate appearance here in the fourth inning. It'll be the 1-2-3 batters in order for the Rafters, and it's been 9-up, 9-down for Jack Hagen, although not a perfect game for him. He did allow the single in the third inning, but he was caught stealing, as that was Chris Diaz. This pitch on the outside, Mason Onati leading things off. Left-handed batter against the right-handed pitcher on the mound. It's a 1-0 count with nobody on and nobody out. This pitch on the high outside corner for strike number one brings it back even at a 1-1 count. Onati, he's in left field for the first time this season. He's been playing a lot of that middle infield, second shortstop. This is first time in the outfield, as this pitch misses low for ball number two. It's a 2-1 count, and the Rafters had to shift some things around, and I mentioned it slightly earlier when J.J. Garcia was at the plate, as this one is a little low for ball number three. It's a 3-1 count to Onati. 3-1 with nobody on. Onati trying to get on base, and he will almost take that for a ball, but instead it's called a strike, and Onati started to kind of flip the bat towards the dugout, but picked it back up last second right before it left his hands. 3-2, it is outside for ball number four, so a leadoff base runner for the Rafters yet again, and they'll try and get him around. Onati, a speedster on the base paths. He's second on the team in stolen bases. However, the guy who's at first place right now, Chris Diaz, he's been caught stealing a couple of times, whereas Onati is perfect. Onati, he has 11 stolen bases, has not been caught stealing once. Diaz has 12 stolen bases. He's been caught stealing three times, as this one's hit towards shallow center field. Dropping. That gets down, and it bounces high, but picked up by the center fielder, Brody Rasmussen, as he'll throw it in with runners on first and second. A single from Noah Ruiz means back-to-back batters have reached base safely, and it brings up Madden Akko with nobody out and runners on first and second. Akko, a right-handed batter. It's a righty-righty matchup here in the top of the fourth inning. Rafters down 1-0. Bringing the pitch home from Hagen. It misses upstairs. A 1-0 count here. Runners on first and second. And the pitch coming home, it is on the outside, called for a strike. It looks like they actually called that one a strike on Akko, the first pitch, so it's actually an 0-2 count rather than a 1-1 count. Still the runners on first and second, 0-2 with nobody out in the top of the fourth. And taking off, here's the runner from second. It's ripped over to third base. Jumping over it is Onati, just barely. It's into the left field corner, and here comes Ruiz. No, he'll stay at third base, but it's an RBI double from Madden Akko, who stays hot. Akko has been incredible, and he ties this game up 1-1 in the top of the fourth. Noah Ruiz goes from first over to third base, and Mason Onati comes home to score on it. That's a little bit of that hit-and-run effort right there that forced it to happen. So runners on second and third, nobody out in the top of the fourth inning. Madden Akko's RBI double tied it up as they're finally getting to Jack Hagen. It's Eric Parker, who I mentioned earlier, sends one into right field, and that gets down for a hit. Here comes one run. Here comes a no. They're going to keep Madden Akko back at third. Thought they were going to send him, but that was a great throw from the right fielder, Dylan Sales, and he probably would have been out if they sent him. So a smart choice there, but the Rafters take a 2-1 lead in the top of the fourth. RBI single for Eric Parker. It's his first hit as a Rafter. And a big one at that. It gives the Rafters a 2-1 lead in the top of the fourth. Runners on the corners now as Akko did stay at third. And here goes Parker trying to steal second. Fake throw down from the catcher Dominic Kibler. And Eric Parker is on over to second base with a stolen bag. So the Rafters have runners on second and third. Still nobody out for Matt Binal. Binal, an 0-1 count, as the pitch was called a strike that Parker took off from. This one misses inside, and it's back even at a 1-1 count. Binal, the left-handed hitting first baseman for the Rafters, trying to get in on the hit parade. They've got three straight hits, single, double, single. 1-1 count for Binal. It's a lefty-righty matchup. This pitch misses high for ball number two. It's a 2-1 count. Mason Onati led off the fourth inning with a walk. He came around to score on Madden Akko's RBI double after Noah Ruiz singled to send him over to second base. Then Eric Parker's RBI single gave the Rafters the lead. This one's hit well into left center field. That one's going down, and that gets bouncing off the wall. It's going to be at least two bases for Matthew Binal. Here comes one run. Here comes another. It's 4-1 Rafters. Matt Binal, a 2-RBI double off of Jack Hagen, and the Rafters have found it the second time through the batting order. That's all that it takes sometimes, is just seeing a guy once. Matt Binal on second base, nobody out. Rafters up 4-1 in the top of the fourth. Pitch here is fouled back by Hiroto Kobayashi to bring it 0-1. Kobayashi, right-handed hitter against the righty pitcher. The Rafters are feeling good right now. Kobayashi 0-1 in the game. Flew out to center field. Everyone except Chris Diaz started the game 0-1 as this pitch is on the outside, called for strike number two. Chris Diaz is on deck right now, and he's due up with the runner on second base and nobody out. Kobayashi going to try and send him home. Kobayashi's been starting to find his groove a little bit more recently as well. 0-2 count, watches one hit the outside corner for strike number three, and that's the first out here of the fourth inning as Jack Hagen returns to what he had been doing. That's his third strikeout of the game. And it brings up the left-handed hitting Diaz with a runner on second and one out. But a pitching change is the Chinook's manager motions on down to the bullpen, so no mound visit for Hagen. They're just going to straight pull him from the game. And so with that, we are going to hit a quick break. And when we come back, it's more from the fourth inning here from WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
New pitcher into the game for the Chinooks, and it's Aaron Robinson. Robinson, he is one of the most used pitchers on this team. He has gone in five games this season, pitching 9 1/3 innings over those five games. He's got a 4.82 ERA. He's been pretty good this year. But after Jack Hagan's start, he had seemed so strong, and then the Raptors got to see him a second time, and they had five of their six batters the second time through the order reach base safely. A walk, a single, a double, a single, a double, and a strikeout is how the inning went, and so Hagan gets pulled from the game after allowing the four runs that have already come across. Raptors trying to make it more. Chris Diaz back into the batter's box. He'll be ready to go with one out. Runner on second base. It's 4-1 Wisconsin Rapids in the top of the fourth inning. Robinson looks back to second, now sends it home, and Diaz pulls back, but it's called a strike anyways. And make it an 0-1 count. Diaz 1-for-1 on the game. He singled back in the third inning. So he already had a good look at Jack Hagan, but he gets a first shot against Aaron Robinson. 0-1 count is a swing and a miss to bring it 0-2. And Diaz, he has struggled with the swing and miss stuff a little bit, but more so he's been struggling with taking pitches for strikes lately. And so maybe a little bit more of swing happy here to make sure that he's getting pitches that are in the zone. 0-2 count. This one's ripped into right field, and that one gets down for a hit. It's into the right field corner. Here comes Matt Pinal to score. Diaz is over to second. He's rounding for third. It could be a triple, and it's going to be a stand-up triple at that. No throw to third as Chris Diaz picks up an RBI triple off of Aaron Robinson. It's 5-1 Wisconsin Rapids in the top of the fourth. And they are feeling it right now. The Raptors needed to turn a page heading into this road trip, and they really feel like they've done that. They played one game on the road at Green Bay 2 days ago on Sunday. Last night it was here in Mequon as that pitch misses low and inside to Nick Adrian. Raptors came up with a big 5-3 win last night. It was their first win streak of the season. First time they'd won back-to-back games, and now trying to make it 3 in a row. They're feeling good as Adrian fouls this one back to make it 1-1. Especially with the way Noah Marschke's pitching right now, you're feeling fine with this. But you got to make sure that Marschke can extend it. Marschke's only at 38 pitches through three innings, so you're feeling good about him through the fourth and probably through the fifth. 1-1 count. This one is ripped, and that one gets over the glove of the pushed-in infield, and it's into center field for an RBI single. Nick Adrian keeps the hit parade rolling. The Raptors have now picked up six hits in the fourth inning. That's a season high for hits in an inning. And they have scored six runs in the fourth. That's tied for their season best. Well, would have been if it hadn't been for the eight-run inning that they had at Green Bay a couple days ago. It was previously their best, as this one is taken for strike number one. J.J. Garcia at the plate. And the Raptors, with one out, have a runner on first base. That's Nick Adrian. 0-1 count to the right-handed hitter as this one slips out of the hand of Robinson, and Nick Adrian will freely take off for second base. I mean, he was jogging that whole way. Didn't need to do much more than that. The wild pitch didn't even come close to hitting Dominic Kibler's glove and now rolls to a 1-1 count. Garcia 0-for-1 in the game. He flew out to right field back in the third inning. On deck, it's the man who led off the fourth inning, Mason Onati, as this one's over to shortstop, and it's picked up 6-3 in time for out number two. Nick Adrian advances to third base on it, and there's now two away in the top of the fourth inning. Rafters have already put up 6 runs in this inning.
Left fielder, Mason Onati.
And Mason Onati looking to make it more. Onati up at the plate. 2 outs, runner on third. It's a lefty-lefty matchup as the first pitch home is in there for strike number one. Onati drew a walk to lead off the fourth inning, came around to score earlier in this frame. Looking to drive in an RBI. The 0-1 count is hit up the middle, high chopper over to short. Picked up by the shortstop, he'll make the throw over to first in time for out number three. So the Rafters pick up 6 runs on 6 hits. There are no errors in the inning, but they leave 1 on base. It's 6-1 Rafters as we hit the bottom of the fourth here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Econ Electric, Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving Central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric, Inc. now.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
I'm sure Noah Marschke is feeling good up there right now. He's allowed 1 run through 3 innings, and he's got a 5-run lead. But it was a good first 3 innings for Jack Hagan, and then he got hit hard in the fourth, the second time through the order. And the second time through the order against Noah Marschke, it's been 1-for-2 with a single and a flyout from the Chinook. So they have performed a little bit better the second time through the order than they did the first. They went 0-for-9 the first 9 batters, although one of them reached on an error. It's the leadoff man, Jacob Coase, who's 3-4-5 due up for the Chinooks. As this one is in there, called for strike number one. Coase, the designated hitter, he's a left-handed batter, so a lefty-lefty matchup. As it's the bottom of the fourth inning, Rafters up 6-1. And this one popped up, shallow center field. Ruiz and Parker both going towards it. Ruiz calls it off, and he'll make the catch, almost stumbling over himself, but he is able to bring it in for out number one. One up, one down in the fourth inning. Noah Marschke still looking good as Marschke now up to 40 pitches in the game, and he went 4 innings in his last game and hoping to go a little bit longer in this one. And well, he's looking like he's going to do it as a pinch hitter steps into the batter's box. That's Esteban Garcia, who takes the first pitch low for ball number one. And Garcia pinch hitting for Brody Rasmussen. Actually looks like he came into the game defensively for Rasmussen. As the 1-0 count is on the outside edge, called for a strike. It's a 1-1 count. And so Garcia replacing Rasmussen, and it's a 2-1 count as this one's hit up the middle, and that one hits off of Marshke's leg. Parker over to it. He doesn't have enough time to throw over to first. Deflected off of the leg of Noah Marshke there, and so Ziggy's going to go out and have a chat with him to just make sure that he's all right. Marshke kind of gives him the thumbs up and says, I don't need a check right here. Ziggy might still try and use the mound visit anyways. No, he's going to head back to the dugout, so no mound visit here despite almost one. A lot of times you're going to see the trainer come out there, but Marshke waves him off, says, no, I'm good. I'm good here. One away, runner on first base. The right-handed batter, Tyler Priest, at the plate, takes this pitch low for ball number one, and that's going to go down as a single for Garcia, and one that is a very odd way as this one's hit into center field. Now, that's a more normal hit as it's picked up by Chris Diaz. He'll throw it in softly over to Eric Parker because the runner Garcia stayed at second base. So Garcia on over to second as Tyler Priest picks up a single. It's the second hit of the fourth inning, back-to-back singles. And here is a actual mound visit as Mike Spears will come out here to talk strategy with Noah Marshke. And Tyler Priest, he is the fifth batter in the order. Drew Reynolds is the man who's about to step into the batter's box. Reynolds, left-handed batter. He's the first baseman for the Chinooks. And when you see Mike Spears stepping out there, that always means that you're still going to see the pitcher on the mound. He's going to stay out there. Ziggy, the guy who will make the move. And Spears loves to talk about the mental aspect of the game. You know, hey, make sure you're finding your pitches here. This is what you got to do. Trust your stuff. And Marshke's been able to utilize that through the first 3 1/3 innings so far. He's got one away, but runners on first and second. Rafters up 6-1 in the bottom of the fourth. Marshke looks back to second, now brings it home, and this one missed inside, and you could tell Marshke missed his footing on that one. Kind of slipped off the mound there and hit Drew Reynolds with a pitch. So now the bases are loaded as Reynolds goes to first, Priest goes to second, and Esteban Garcia goes to third. And it brings up Nate Gray to the plate. Gray, the left fielder in tonight's game, and he's a right-handed hitter, so a righty-lefty matchup. Bases loaded, one out. Marshke would love nothing more than either a strikeout or a double play in this spot. Brings the pitch home. It misses outside for ball number one. And Nate Gray, he is trying to show it off from the plate. He's obviously shown it off on the mound, but from the plate, batting 241 and 29 at-bats. Got a 785 OPS, so not a bad season so far, as this pitch is a little outside for ball number two. And still, he would like to get on base a little bit more. 405 OBP, but really he's looking for those hits. And this would be a key spot for one. It's a 2-0 count. Marshke brings it home, but this one misses in the dirt, and it's 3-0 to Nate Gray. And Rafter's bullpen is warming up down there, but nobody, their jerseys, it's just the hoodies and the soft toss right now, but it looks like someone's about to get going down there. That might be Espen Simpson, and it is. As the pitch comes home here, it's called for a strike, to bring it 3-1. Espen Simpson, he's been really good as a reliever. And, I mean, his last couple of outings, man, domination. Hoping to see more of that. Zach Crotchfeld had a really good relief appearance last night. But Rafters hoping Marchie can work through this fourth inning with the bases loaded jam. 3-1 count. It misses low, and he walks home a run. Nate Gray takes ball four as he'll walk on over to first base. Drew Reynolds goes from first to second. Tyler Priest goes from second to third. And Esteban Garcia comes home to score.
Jesse Aguirre.
And it brings up Jesse Aguirre with still the bases loaded and one out. Marshke has allowed now his second run of the game as this one is fouled back to bring it 0-1. And when you look at Marshke and what he's been doing out here, those first three innings, very good, but maybe has hit a little bit of a wall here. I couldn't tell you exactly. 0-1 count. In there, called for a strike, and this is what you wanted to see a little bit more of from Marshke, and he had those back-to-back singles that he allowed and then started missing his spots. He had a hit by pitch and then the walk, but now he's got the 0-2 lead in the count. That's what he wanted to do. That's what he was telling me earlier. He said, hey, I want to build these early leads in the count, you know, 0-2, 1-2. That's what he wanted to see as this one's fouled away by Aguirre. Gives you so much more control over the game. And Aguirre right now, he's 0-1, but he reached on the error from Eric Parker in the third inning. 0-2 count with one away, and Marshke trying to deal with Aguirre. This one's hit over to second. Ruiz out of the air, but he can't throw it back to a base. Probably had Matt Pinal over at first if he had made the decision quickly, but no double play there. He'll just catch it on the liner out of the air. Could have been trouble if not for Nasty Noah. Brings up Dylan Sales to the plate. The left-handed hitting right fielder with the bases loaded and two outs now in the bottom of the fourth. Over on third base, it's Tyler Priest on second, Drew Reynolds on first, Nate Gray, as this pitch is going to come inside and it's going to hit Dylan Sales. So another run will come home to score as the Chinooks have now cut it back to a three-run game. It's 6-3 in the bottom of the fourth. Not sure how much longer the Rafters are going to stick with Noah Marshke. Obviously, the hope was for him to go through four innings. He was looking poised to do so heading into the fourth. And it looks like they're going to stick with him. No mound visit. He'll bring it home. This one skied in the air down the right field line. Pinal going out towards it, and he makes the catch at the wall for out number three. So the bases were left loaded here in the fourth inning as two runs came across on the two hits. There were no errors and three left on base. It's 6-3 Rafters as we hit the fifth inning here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryan experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and services to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Aaron Robinson back to work for the Lakeshore Chinooks, but the Raptors up 6-3 as we hit the fifth inning of action. Noah Marshke able to work out of a bases loaded jam after allowing the two runs in the fourth. But all things considered, it could have been a lot worse, and Marshke not letting anything get to him and not giving in the moment. The Raptors still holding a three-run lead. They're feeling good, and in the top of the fifth, it'll be the 2-3-4 batters leading off the inning. After they batted around in the fourth, Mason Onati recorded the last out. Noah Ruiz at the plate. The right-hander takes the first pitch outside for ball number one. Ruiz 1-for-2 in the game. He singled back in the fourth, came around to score. He also struck out in the first inning. 1-0 count to him is in there for a strike. It brings it back even at 1-1. Ruiz has a righty-lefty matchup. He's from Biola University. Him and Jack Obrasky both attending there. Came over to play for Ziggy as this pitch misses inside, and Ruiz somehow bouncing out of the way rather than getting hit by it as it rolls to a 2-1 count. And Ruiz really started off that huge fourth inning with those hits. He had the first of the six hits in the fourth inning as he takes this pitch on the inside edge for strike number two. It's a 2-2 count. The Raptors had a big inning there, their second biggest inning offensively of the season, but their most hits that they'd picked up in one inning. They had six hits as this one's to the left side of the infield over to shortstop. Ruiz trying to race it, but can't quite beat it out as it goes 6-3 in the books for out number one. Madden Akko stepping into the batter's box. He'll be followed by Eric Parker. One out, bases empty for Madden Akko. And Akko, the right-handed hitting designated hitter for the Raptors. He's looking to be the first base runner of the top of the fifth inning. Righty-lefty matchup, and it's a swing and a miss to bring it 0-1 as Akko, 1-for-2 in the game. He doubled back in the fourth. It was an RBI, and he also came home to score on Matt Pinal's 2-RBI double. 0-1 count to Akko. This one misses way outside and gets away from Dominic Kibler behind the plate. A couple of defensive changes for the Chinooks. Esteban Garcia, as he had come into the game earlier, he's playing second. Tyler Preece moved over to third, and Jesse Aguirre went to center field. 1-1 count for Madden Akko, misses inside. It's a 2-1 count. And since we're in the fifth inning, I think it's a good time to take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard, where we'll start off in Thunder Bay, where the Border Cats lead 17-2 over Eau Claire in the bottom of the sixth. An absolute bludgeoning going on over there. The 2-1 is in there, called for a strike to Akko. It's a 2-2 count. Over in Battle Creek, the Leprechauns leading 6-3 over the Battle Jacks. In Rockford, the Mallards are visiting and find themselves down 4-3. And the 2-2 count just misses low, and Kibler kind of held the glove there for a while trying to get the strike call. Didn't move an inch. Wasn't able to do so. It's a 3-2 count with one away, and the base is empty for Akko. Pitch coming home. This one's hit towards the left field side. A sliding pickup by the shortstop. Long throw to first. Not in time. Madden Akko, an infield single there. Would have been an incredible throw by the shortstop. And, I mean, you would have had to be Derek Jeter in order to make that throw. Beckett Zvorek trying to slide down and pick it up. Just not quite going to be able to make that play. So, runner on first base with one away here in the top of the fifth inning as it brings up the right-handed hitting Eric Parker. Parker able to pick up his first hit as a Rafter back in the fourth inning. It's a righty-lefty matchup. And the pitch comes home. It is in there, called for a strike. So Parker now 1-for-2 on the day. He has an RBI as well with a stolen base and a run scored. But he'd like to add some more. Akko over on first, not really threatening too much to take off as that pitch misses low and inside to make it 1-1. Parker from the University of Georgia joined the Rafters after a little run in the NCAA baseball tournament. Fortunately, Georgia was eliminated in the first round as this pitch misses high for ball number two. It's a 2-1 count. Well, unfortunately for him, it was, however, not unfortunate for us because we get to see him play baseball for Wisconsin Rapids now. 2-1 count misses away to bring it 3-1. Although, it would have been cool to see him along with another Rafter who will be joining us in the future, Carson McIntyre, both of them competing. Just McIntyre made it, though, unfortunately. Although it is cool to see one of the Rafters all the way in the College World Series. McIntyre playing for Oregon State right now as that pitch missed low and inside. Nearly got away from Dominic Kibler, but Eric Parker will take his base as it pushes Madden Akko over to second.
First baseman Matthew Pinon.
Few guys in the NCAA baseball tournament for the Rafters. Eric Parker, Andre Madunio. Might remember him. He did not make the trip here to Lakeshore as he is recovering from an injury he has sustained a couple days ago. And so Eric Parker, Andre Madunio, and Carson McIntyre, all three of them competing in the NCAA tournament as the first pitch to Matthew Pinal misses high and outside for ball number one. It's a 1-0 count. And Pinal had a 2-RBI double back in the 6-run fourth inning. He's 1-for-2 on the game with those 2 RBIs. 1-0 count, misses inside for ball number two. The Rafters have runners on first and second with one out in the top of the fifth. They're already up 3 runs, and here's going to be a mound visit. Middle of the plate appearance as the Chinooks assistant coach will go out there and have a chat with Aaron Robinson, making sure that he's all good. Robinson has recorded 3 outs this game, but he's allowed 3 hits and a walk. He allowed the RBI triple from Chris Diaz, an RBI single from Nick Adrian, then had the 6-3 ground out from J.J. Garcia, Mason Onati, and Noah Ruiz. All of them were 6-3 ground out victims. And then a single from Madden Akko and the walk from Eric Parker. That is the night for Aaron Robinson so far. Rafters certainly able to get base runners, but, well, Robinson has been able to limit the damage relatively well so far. But he's got a 2-0 count with one away and those runners on first and second. The pitch to Pinal is low and outside. It's a 3-0 count. And Pinal, he is still looking for a home run here as he's got some good pop in that bat, but yet to show it off. 3-0 count is outside for ball number four, and the Rafters have loaded the bases here in the fifth inning. So once again, they are juiced for the Rafters as there's only one out here in the fourth inning. Big time opportunity for Hiroto Kobayashi as he had a similar outlook back in the fourth inning. He'll take this first pitch low for a ball. It's a 1-0 count. He struck out looking back in the fourth. He was one of just 2 batters that were retired their first plate appearance in their fourth inning. Of course, Mason Onati was the 3rd out, as this one is in there for strike number one. It brings it 1-1. But Onati, that was his 2nd plate appearance of the inning. So I'm going to discount that. I make the stats up here. It's a 1-1 count with the bases loaded as it's a swing and a miss to make it 1-2. Kobayashi 0-for-2 on the game. He's got the 1 strikeout. He also flew out to center field back in the 2nd inning. Right-handed hitter. It's a righty-lefty matchup. The 1-2 count is a swing and a foul ball as it bounces off the foot of Kobayashi. So the count remains 1-2. And Kobayashi started off the season hot, found a little bit of a cold spell, but more as of late, he's been re-finding that fire. He went 2-for-3 with two RBIs in last night's game, and that was after he was able to get on base with a hit the night before. 1-2 count is hit to right field, and that gets down for a hit. So Kobayashi keeps it hot. He sends home one run. It's an RBI single, and it's 7-3 in the fifth inning. That's four straight runners that have reached now for the Rafters against Aaron Robinson. And once again, the Chinooks are in some trouble. And it brings up to the plate now Chris Diaz, who is 2-for-2 and no mound visit here. Base is still loaded with one out. Diaz takes the first pitch inside for ball number one. Diaz 2-for-2 with an RBI, a triple, and a stolen base. Yet to score a run, though, but he's been on the base pads. 1-0 count. This one's hit towards center field. Not much run from the center fielder who will make the catch, but it's well deep enough to send home Eric Parker. It's an RBI sac fly from Chris Diaz, and it makes it 8-3 in the top of the fifth. Matt Pinal stays on second base. Eric Parker, though, did come home to score, and, well, Hiroto Kobayashi also stayed at first base. It brings up Nick Adrian with two outs and runners on first and second. Adrian, the right-handed hitter. It's a righty-lefty matchup. Pinal over at second base. He's not too big of a threat to steal, but he can certainly swipe the bag if he needs to, as that pitch is outside for ball number one, a 1-0 count. And at the plate, Nick Adrian, trying to get better with every single game. Has started off the season a little cold, but he's been a lot better as of late as he swings and misses at this pitch to make it 1-1. And one of the things that I was talking with Ashton Zacher about is just how Adrian is kind of trying to take every bit of information that he can get in. Went 0-for-4 in last night's game, but he was on the right track prior to that. This pitch missing inside brings it 2-1, and obviously you can see that today. He's 1-for-2 with the RBI single that he had in the fourth inning. So back in the hit column here as the 2-1 count comes to Adrian outside to bring it 3-1. And Adrian, he was an honorable mention All-American for the region of Florida back in 2024 for his high school play. The 3-1 count is popped up towards shortstop, and he is under it to make the play, as that's Beckett Zavoric for out number three. So the Rafters pick up a pair of runs on the two hits. There were no errors, and they leave two on base. It's 8-3 as we hit the bottom of the fifth inning here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Maybe a little bit surprised, but not too much, as Noah Marschke is back out there in the bottom of the fifth inning. He had been really good through those first three innings, got hit a little bit harder in the fourth inning, but was able to work out of a bases-loaded jam, just allowing two runs to come across and score. So it's 8-3 as we hit the bottom of the fifth. Rafters still feeling pretty good, and Noah Marschke trying to get it on over is maybe they're just going to hope that Espen Simpson can finish them up with four innings of action. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. That might be the plan, because Simpson has been real good in three innings of action to close out the last two games that he's performed in. So saw Simpson warming up earlier, and well, he had been very efficient in those three innings as well. Probably could have gone a fourth if they wanted him to. So maybe that's the back-to-back here as Marschke tries to get through the fifth inning. His pitch count still relatively low, only 56 through four innings. So yeah, that's certainly not the problem, but now the third time through the order, he gets to face Dominic Kibler to lead off the inning. The left-handed batter takes the first pitch low for ball number one, and it'll be Kibler, Coase, and Esteban Garcia due up this inning, the 2-3-4 batters for the Chinooks. 1-0 count to Kibler from Kent State is a little low for ball number two, and Marschke, he did struggle a little bit more with the control in the fourth inning. He hit two batters with pitches and walked one. Part of the reason why the bases were loaded. That was after allowing two singles, as the 2-0 count misses low, and it's a 3-0 count to Kibler. Kibler 0-for-2 in the game. He flew out to right field back in the third inning, and he struck out looking in the first. Marschke should have the